Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
There's a man in front of me by the name of Shane. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning.
Now, I really should call you by your real name, which is Space Cowboy.
It is, yes.
Which reminds me of the song, The Joker, is it?
Yeah, yeah, I'm a bit of a joker.
The Space Cowboy, yeah.
Yeah, so I've been called that for many, many years, since I was a kid, the Space Cowboy.
Why?
Yeah, I've always been into the strange and the bizarre, and I guess, yeah, the name just kind of stuck. I'm not exactly sure why.
Okay, when you say the strange and the bizarre, give us an example of the strange and the bizarre that caught your attention when you were a young boy.
Well, I started as a circus performer. Well, my sister had a little unicycle that I learned to ride when I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
So I went around to the markets, riding around on the unicycle and collecting money, and yeah, it was quite successful. So that kind of spurred me on to keep going and learning new skills. And I'm a natural show off, so
That goes with the territory.
Yeah.
But to be a natural show off is one thing, but it depends on where you decide to put your inclinations for attention seeking, if you know what
yes.
I mean that respectfully.
Yeah.
So you decided to go down this route that started with the unicycle and brought you
I started with circus, but what I love to see and read about was the more bizarre things, like sword swallowing and pierced weightlifting and strange things, anything that just makes you go, wow, that's incredible. So I started collecting odd curiosities as well. So now in Australia, I have the largest collection of mutated animals in the Southern Hemisphere.
Such as?
Oh, rows of jars of Siamese twin pigs with double faces or double bodies. I got a double-faced lamb with six legs. I got two-headed rats, Siamese twin chickens, cyclops, silky chicken.
All pickled?
All pickled.
Preserved.
I got a preserved and taxidermied and some mummified pieces. I've got a mummified dodo head. Anything that's bizarre, anything that's unusual. That's what I love.
This is a world that intrigues me also, but obviously from far, far, far away. In that there's a kind of Victorian feel to this world, isn't there? Like the Elephant Man.
Do you know
what I'm saying?
I've got a cast of his skull, actually.
Have you?
Yes.
John Merrick's skull, the original.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
So where did you acquire that?
It's in a museum in America, and I managed to get one of the casts of his skull.
It's
quite spectacular. Yeah.
So what is, and you know, and we're kind of Jekyll and Hyde, and there is a kind of I don't know what it was about that era that seemed to bring this to the surface an awful lot. Have you looked into that? Why was the Victorians that seemed to go mad for this?
The Victorian time was kind of the heyday of the freak show in a way, because I guess without TV and without radio, like people, yeah, it was all about kind of the old photo or pitch cards, which they would sell. People would take home and they'd talk about the stories of how they saw the lobster boy or the bearded lady and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Or the strong man in the circus, all this kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But intriguing stuff. And it was funny, I was talking about New York only yesterday. There's a place called the Jekyll and Hyde off Times Square. I don't know if you've been to it.
No,
but
I haven't.
You'd love it because it has like literally a kind of figure of the Elephant Man comes out of the wall and starts talking. And it's all that kind of beard, mustache, you know, pointy. And a lot of, like yourself, piercings and everything that goes with it, celebrating the bizarre like you do. So how do you go from that interest to then physical endeavor, which is something you're interested
in? Well, I've always combined them both. And myself and my partner, Zoe Lamour, she's an escape artist and performer of bizarre acts as well.
Yep.
And so we run freak shows in Australia and all around the world, actually. Mm. So we exhibit people like Elaine Davidson, the world's most pierced woman, and Goliath, the world's strongest dwarf, and the Lizard Man, all tattooed green.
Oh, I met him.
Yeah,
he was on our TV show here. So he's part of your gang.
Yeah, he's part of our gang, yeah.
You see, the difference between the two types of, if you call them freak shows, is that the freaks, let's quote-unquote, that you're talking about are volunteer freaks in the sense that they've made themselves freakish by virtue of their tattoos or piercings or endeavors.
Oh, not all of them. A lot of them are natural borns as well. I mean, they're far and few between nowadays. But we have the illustrated penguin from America, who's kind of half and half. He's a natural born. He's only just over a meter tall. He's got flippers for arms, and he's also completely tattooed from head to toe.
Okay. So has he embraced his, if you like, unfortunate?
Definitely. Yeah. He loves life. I mean, he has his struggles, but you know, we all do as well.
Okay.
But if you've got no arms, then that makes things much more challenging.
Yeah.
But he's a lovely man, and he loves performing and loves getting out there. I mean, people are going to look at him anyway. So he just figures, he's a show off as well, and he may as well take charge of the people that are looking on him, looking at him. So rather than just
He could also have gone down and say, to be straight about it, he could have gone an academic route and put it into, become a professor of international law, whatever he wanted to do, but he's decided to go down this route. It's not exploitative, is it? I mean, you're not worried about that accusation?
No, we're not worried about that at all.
Yeah.
I mean, we only exhibit amazing performers who are very unique. It's not like we just have in the old school freak shows. Yeah, so you'd have a bearded lady, not necessarily because she does anything or even talks to anyone. Yeah. She'd just basically just sit there, and you would walk past and look at her, and that the modern freak shows aren't really like
that
anymore.
Of course, it's all about entertaining,
and if you're not entertaining, and if you don't want to be there, then people aren't really going to want to look at you anyway. Yeah. So
no, I understand, and there's also a market for this as well, and the bizarre. And
there's a big market.
Huge interest in
we're very successful everywhere that we go.
I'm not surprised, and you wouldn't be alone on the internet if you were to search for it. If you put it that way as well. So you're as Space Cowboy. You can do extraordinary things. You hold an enormous amount of Guinness World Records. In total?
34 Guinness World Records.
Can you give us the top five most peculiar records you hold off the top of your head?
The most swords swallowed underwater. That was kind of cool. The first time I did that, swallowed a sword underwater, I did it in a shark tank in the Manly Aquarium with big sharks swimming around.
Around you, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
The world record for the fastest arrow caught, shot from a crossbow, and I'm also doing
and
I'm also doing a blindfold arrow catch now. I got the world record for the highest chainsaw juggling, the most chainsaw juggling catches on a unicycle.
So that means you're on the unicycle. There's
chainsaw juggling. Yeah.
How many?
I juggle up to three chainsaws.
Good Lord. Okay.
They're all running. Yeah, I can chop.
They're running. I was presuming they were all powered off.
No. actually, I'll be recreating some of these records here in Dublin for the festival.
I'm tempted to go, but I'm nervous for you. I'm nervous for any man.
Well, you should be. You know, I'll be waving chainsaws around.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. I take risks, but they're educated risks. I've spent my whole life training for all these stunts and stuff like that. Yes, I've also got the world record for swallowing 27 swords at the same time.
Where do you put them?
Down my throat.
Seriously?
Yeah. In order to do that, I have to stretch my throat with different size rubber hoses for 3 days prior to the demonstration. Jeez. Like, I use meditation and internal isolation to control all the muscles of the inside. Yeah. Right. Everyone thinks that just to swallow a sword, you just got to just relax and just push it down. But actually, you've got to physically hold the muscles open, because every time you swallow, your muscles retract.
Of course, in my ignorance, I would wonder, are you damaging anything as the sword makes its way down? It's a clear channel.
You make it into a clear channel. You make the path straight all the way down into the stomach, If it's not straight, obviously, then there's some serious danger there. But I've been doing this a long time, and I'm still alive, so that's
Don't try this
that's
at home
thing.
With a couple of knives and forks. Have you ever injured yourself at all? Or?
I've had a few injuries, but probably not as many as your average person, because I mean I trained so long to do it. When by the time I'm performing the stunts, I'm so focused and so dedicated to what I'm doing that things don't really go wrong. In fact, whenever I have some of my accidents, it's usually like getting off a ladder or just like twist your ankle,
the mundane things. because you weren't preparing for the ladder.
Yeah, exactly.
The others
yeah.
are so safe that nothing can go wrong. You have a daughter, isn't that right?
I do. Yes,
she's only two, is she?
Yes, Scarlett Showbiz Wilds is her name.
Yeah. Now, what does she want to do when she grows up? I mean, yeah. she'd probably become a chemist or something.
Yeah, no, she can be anything she wants to be. She could be a magician, an acrobat, sword swallower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But of course, but she's obviously going to be growing up in this amazingly unconventional lifestyle, which would be a lot of fun. Yeah. Was your lifestyle...
She's already been to maybe 8 countries, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, her passport's pretty full of stamps.
That too. But what a great sort of inculcation into the world at such a young age.
Yeah, yeah. Some of her best friends are the Lizard Man and Matt Fraser, the Seal Boy.
Why is he the Seal Boy?
He's actually, he's an amazing performer from England. He's also got flippers for arms. It's a condition known as phocomelia, which literally means seal-like limbs. And so he's basically just missing a big part of his arm, the humerus bone, which he finds quite humorous.
Quite homophony, the gags write themselves, don't
and
they?
And he's recently one of the main stars of the American Horror Story Freak Show.
Yeah.
So he's become really popular very fast.
Well, I thought the American Horror Story is that's currently on Netflix. It's a great series.
Oh, it's incredible.
You must love it.
And
I haven't seen the Freak Show one.
The Freak Show one is the best.
Is it? Well, you would say. But the first one was the haunted house, and then
the witches, the coven, and then there was the asylum. And the asylum one was my favorite until the Freak Show one came out, and then that's amazing.
Okay, even the opening credits of that is kind of that jarring.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and
literally beautiful.
Jars of things and Victorian dolls looking freaky and everything like that. Great fun, great entertainment. All right then, now that you're with us, Space Cowboy, let's call you your official name. We're gonna ask you to do a few bits and pieces, if you don't mind.
Great, I'd love
because
to.
Because you're going to be taking part at the Leia Healthcare City Spectacular in Dublin's Merrion Square. I was at this a couple of years ago. It's a great day out. It's happening on July the 10th to 12th, and then into Cork to Fitzgerald Park on July 18th. It's free. And 19th. It's totally free. cityspectacular.com for details if you want. Why don't you get your stuff together there if you don't mind? And we'll because you're going to hear now the sound of swords or all sorts of things. Whatever you want to do, what would you like to do first?
Well, I've got something that you might like to see.
Yeah.
I've got this big shark hook.
This is like Captain Hook's hook.
That
literally.
I found in an antique shop. I polished it up a bit, and now I can do something very strange with it.
Well, what we'll do is we're going to film it and put it on our Facebook page. But before you do it, or will I explain what you're doing as you're doing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to see it now?
Yes, please.
All right. Well, first I'll just lubricate.
Okay. So you're licking the hook with your tongue, which is fair enough.
Watch close.
And now you're addressing the camera. You're shoving it up. You're placing it up your right nostril. It's going in. And now you're tapping it with the palm of your hand to put it in further. And now you're twisting it with your right hand to go out. You don't have to look at me when you're done. And it's coming out of your mouth. So it's gone down your nostril and is now coming out of your mouth. And show Grace there. She'd love to see that. Great. And lovely.
Ho-ha.
Hey, that's great.
Ho-ha.
Okay. And how are you feeling? Yeah, good. Okay. So that's the hook. That's the hook through the nose and out the mouth trick. And I'm going to look away while you remove it from your... Yeah, that's coming out the nose. Now it's out there. How's that? Clean. And you're lubricating again with your tongue, which is great. It's got to be the cleanest hook in showbiz.
Oh, yeah. That was so beautiful. It brought a tear to my eye.
And no pain for you with that at all. Just... another day at the office.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, what else?
I've done this before.
I can gather. Here, I'll have a go. What else have you got in your bag of tricks there?
Oh, yeah.
Space Cowboy. And as just to remind everyone again, this little form parts of the City Spectacular with Leia Healthcare in Merrion Square, July 10th and 12th. That's to watch things like that. Okay, here comes the sword.
Tap it against the
table there so we know it's real. That's the job, okay.
Yep, it's completely solid.
Okay. All right, and so now, the sword is now being lubricated, which means basically he's licking it on both sides. That's that done.
All right, so this is a double-edged
sword. Aren't the best. And it's gone into the bag again to see what's going on there. And out comes...
Just so that you know.
Yes, a cucumber.
Yeah, the sword
you're slicing the cucumber.
Is sharp.
It's really sharp. Okay.
Yeah.
There's proof in the cucumber. And here he goes. This is all being filmed today. Now, the sword is going into the mouth. I can hear it hitting off the teeth, and it's going down the throat. And if you watch the Adam's apple, you can see it going down, and it's now swallowed right to literally the hilt, and he's bending over just to double check. Check it, yes, it's all there, and gently, delicately taken out of the neck and out of the mouth and lick, and it's done. Job done. How did that go for you?
That was delicious.
That was double-edged.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll take one more trick. I don't want to be dismissive. What do you call it? One more piece of performance or?
Fun things to do.
Okay. Have you got one more fun thing to do? I don't want to put you under pressure.
This is one of my favourites.
Okay, great. Feeling mildly nauseous because I couldn't do anything like that myself. But you've got what else have you got there in your Mary Poppins bag? It's weights. It looks like some weights.
Yep. So I got a big stack of weights.
Yeah.
So a few years ago in Italy, I got the world record for the most weight dragged with hooks in my eyes.
I know, Jesus. I don't know if I want to see that.
You see, the record that I got was I dragged a cart with six girls in it.
I couldn't watch that.
It also had a pile of cement slabs that weighed 411 kilograms. And so I managed to drag this weight for 10 meters across the studio floor using nothing more than fish hooks in my eyes. So I'm going to show you the warm-up that I did backstage at the Guinness World Record TV show.
Well, you can show them on the radio. Yeah. I'm going to just be over here.
So here we go. So I'm going to lift these weights off the chair.
Yep.
But if I can even lift them like an inch or two, that's a success.
You've got some seriously heavy-looking weights there. Okay.
So here we go.
And by the way, this is all being filmed on camera now. He's putting the hook in his bottom eyelid, which I can't actually look at. But there it is. That's one hook. And now the other hook is going down. Has Emma left this? She can't even look at it, Gemma. And that's going into the other eyelid. That's fine. I'm sure you're looking at me. That's great. And now you're lifting your head with the hooks, which are dragging your eyelids down.
There it is.
And there it is.
Wait a minute.
And now you're swaying the weights left and right as the hooks hang from your bottom eyelid. And take them out, for the love of God. Should have gone Specsavers. And there it is. Job done. Okay, well, that was... Now,
there you go.
Please, how is that for you? I mean, is that just...
It's quite a rush.
Is it?
Oh, it is, yeah. I mean, I started with little weights and then build up. So that's like about 18 kilos just there. God. So I've done a lot more than that. But, yeah, I enjoy it.
And is the kick the people's reaction? Or is it a physical adrenaline rush for you? Or is it a combination of all of these things?
Definitely a combination.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, obviously with the controlled pain involved, it does become quite a rush, but also looking at people's faces while things,
that's what makes it enjoyable. I was kind of cringing, not in a disrespectful way, but just a sort of, I'm glad it's not me way.
Yeah, well, you don't see that every day.
No, you sure do. Okay, well, listen, thanks for coming to see us today.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's an intriguing world you inhabit, and I wish you well in everything you do, and I hope your gorgeous daughter is happy as well. Enjoying what it is you do too, which is great. I love her name, which is super. The Space Cowboy, who I've been talking to this morning, will perform at Leia Healthcare City Spectacular, Merrion Square. Beautiful venue, by the way. If you haven't been before, I don't know if you
it
have.
It is, yeah. Formerly known as the Street Performance World Championship.
Right. They've changed it around a little bit.
So, so it's been all changed around. If you've been there before, come back because it's going to be bigger and better than ever before.
Absolutely. And gosh, they'll want to be queuing up to see you there on July 10th to 12th and then on to Cork's Fitzgerald Park on July 18th and 19th, all free, as I say, cityspectacular.com. Space Cowboy, it's been a peculiar but distinct pleasure. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.